Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Shoot Media in Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Something exciting you have started, and we've talked about this before, but you've started a video series called Celebrate Hunt County, and now you have your first program or first video out there online.
Yeah, we're so excited about this. Our first episode just launched. It was about Jennifer Hogan. She's an educator. She's a counselor out in Quinlan ISD. And she seems to have the biggest heart taking care of kids. She not only does her job, you know, in the school system, but she helps to clothe the children. She helps to provide food for children who are in need. And there are a lot of those kind of needs in Hunt County. So the whole idea of this program is to kind of spotlight people like that, who we may not have heard of. They may not be drawing a lot of attention to themselves, but we want to tell these positive stories about people doing really good, really cool things in our community.
What led you to her in particular?
Good question. So I've got one of my employees, Deanna Bird. She lives out in Quinlan and used to work for the school district out there. And so she had a couple of ideas for people she thought would be perfect for this. So we're asking people for ideas. If you have somebody who kind of fits that mold, who's an under-the-radar hero, email us, stories@celebratehuntcounty.com. We'd love to hear your ideas and maybe go out and interview them and shoot a video feature about these great people in Hunt County.
Now, I saw this on Facebook, but are you also on YouTube and other social media?
We are, yeah. It's mainly designed for the internet. So we're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. It comes out every Thursday morning like clockwork. It's also on Juice Cable in Greenville on Juice 34.
Oh, really? And they're showing it, what, on a periodic basis?
Yes, they sure are.
Kind of in a rotation?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah,
well, good. Is this the future of local community media?
I have no idea. It very well might be, because, I mean, somebody's got to figure out what that's going to be. And so the model we're doing with this, it's very much the public broadcasting kind of model. So we're finding sponsors to support this, and they're willing to pay for the production of these programs because they like the idea. And whether that's something that we could roll out bigger, I have no idea. It's one possible model for the future of journalism.
Well, I noticed you do have sponsors, but they and you mentioned public television, public radio, the sponsors are just shown, their logos are shown, but there's no commercial per se within it.
We do run a commercial at the very end of it for our top sponsor. It's tiered sponsorship. You've got gold, silver, and bronze, and the top sponsor part of their deal is they have a commercial at the end of the program.
I see.
So it is in there, and it's definitely an advertising thing for them. But the bigger deal is all these sponsors were excited about the idea. They want to tell positive stories about Hunt County. They want to lift up the community because there's so much good going on around us that doesn't necessarily get attention.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek was with Green Shoot Media in Greenville, and Derek has started the Celebrate Hunt County video series. So the story about Jennifer Hogan, who's a counselor with Quinlan ISD, it's an upbeat story, and yet it does deal with some serious issues.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we're not Pollyannish about this at all. You know, Hunt County has some issues. We've got poverty. We've got drug problems in places. We've got all kinds of things like every community in the world has. There's no perfect place. And the people who help deal with these issues and overcome these issues, people who overcome challenges in their own lives, those kind of stories are inspiring to me. You know, hearing about perfect lives and smiling people on Facebook, that doesn't necessarily inspire me. Mm-hmm. Hearing about people who had a hard upbringing or went through a difficult challenge and overcame that and became stronger and better, I love those kinds of stories. Mm-hmm. So our second episode is going to be about Lonnie Schoenfeld.
Okay.
And he works in the radio industry over in Greenville and is fairly new at it. It's like he was a teenager and kind of heard the radio and loved it as a kid and always thought in the back of his mind, this is fun. I want to do this. And his story is he was living over in the Dallas area and his wife of, I believe, 34 years passed away. And he was devastated, just devastated as you know, anybody would be, and didn't know what he wanted to do. And now, you know, several years after that, he's starting to rebuild his life and rebuild it in Greenville in a small town. And the town has embraced him and he's doing all these different things, becoming active in the community, raising money for charities, following his dreams with the radio station, that sort of thing. So to me, that's an inspiring story. Somebody who went through something just awful, just, you know, gut-wrenching, losing a longtime spouse, and figures out how to pick up the pieces and starts lifting up the community around him, too. That's a great story.
What's been the reaction to this first video?
Entirely positive. I haven't heard a single negative thing about it. People love the idea, they love the story, and they love hearing these positive things that are happening. Because so many people do things and they don't expect attention for it. They're not doing it because they want glory and attention and a pat on the back. They're doing it because they like the satisfaction of what they're doing. And I think to bring those people attention, even if they're not looking at it, that's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Have you measured the number of views, the number of shares, and this
sure.
sort of thing?
Yep, we're watching that. We initially released kind of an explainer of what we're doing, and that one's up to about 16,000 views on Facebook now.
Golly.
I made a little mistake when I uploaded this first episode on Facebook. I uploaded it in a format we could not pay to boost. So it's got entirely organic without any paid views, about 7,000 so far, just in these past few days of it being online. And then we also did a separate paid boosted version that got an additional, you know, 8,000 or 9,000 views on top of that.
Wow. So. Well, I wouldn't say it's a new world, but it's different than it has been for most of the past 50 years or more. So we're all learning, aren't we?
Absolutely. Trying to figure out this new media world.
Yeah. And you go ahead and give the address again, the email address, if people want to make suggestions.
Yeah. If you have a story idea, email us to stories@celebratehuntcounty.com.
Very good. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price with Green Shoot Media in Greenville. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.